Yo, what's good? It's the Hard Food Podcast.
Zurakwida! You know what that is?
What did you just say?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's back again in German. Get me. It sounds mad aggressive, yeah. Mad aggressive. He wasn't ready for that.
That was sick.
One more time.
Can you give us again?
Zurakwida.
That was sick.
Shout out to Kai Havertz.
Shy Havertz. You call him Shy Havertz?
Shy Havertz.
Shy, innit? Goal
man,
shy.
Man's ghosted.
Yeah. Back again. No, what is it? Zurakwida.
You gotta have the voice.
That's kind of, you know what I mean?
That might be racist.
Zurakwida. Back again. My name is G Singlish.
See, you can't even say back again. Don't sound right.
And I know it don't sound right. Back again. It sounds right now. No way. Back again. My name's G Singlish.
Saxon.
Yeah! And this is episode 4.
Yeah.
It's episode 4, isn't it? Season 3, episode 4 of the Hard Food Podcast. Make sure you subscribe.
Like, share, subscribe, all them ting there.
Thank you very much. Follow.
Yes. Not literally. On socials only.
Yeah. I just feel like we missed something last time. I'm trying to make sure we get it all in.
OnlyFans.
I set it up the account.
Okay.
But I haven't been on there again since. Well, not for that reason anyway. TikTok.
Yes, TikTok.
I want to get the TikTok up and running soon. Because we've got some good reels. We've got some good reels coming up. But yeah, man. Subscribe, support, follow.
All that.
Timbo Slice in the building.
Yay. I haven't got a German. Yay.
What?
Yeah.
DJ in the building.
Oh, go on.
Happy birthday, happy belated. Happy birthday,
G.
Happy birthday. It's your fucking birthday. You know what I mean? I did post it. How old are you?
26.
Mad thing.
How's it feel to be so young?
Get me.
It feels 26-ish, man.
Yeah.
Feels kind of like 25, but...
No way.
In the eyes of the law, 1 year older.
Mad.
You know on your birthday?
Yeah.
Did you have any bills come out on your birthday?
Did I have any bills come out on my birthday?
Yeah, I had to
pay some musicians.
I hate it. Oh, now that's a bit different, though. That's your love for the game, innit?
Yeah, but it's still like... Yeah.
Nah, I mean like council tax comes out on your birthday or something. Car insurance dropped on my birthday.
That's savage.
It's like, I gave you my birthday. Postpone the payment or something.
They're not going to do that, fam.
Not at all.
Put all my money in the savings, put on my birthday.
The person who owns the business might be like, yo, it's my birthday too. Pay me! Pay me!
Fam, Churchill the dog saying, yo, run me my ducats, bro.
Churchill.
Them bills need to get paid.
Yes.
Giving that
money.
Yo, was it last year? I had my credit limit reduced.
Mad.
Like 2 weeks before my birthday, you know, had bare plans.
Oh, mad.
Not even credit. You know, Klarna. I was gonna ball out on Klarna. You know, Had like a 500 pound on my Klarna. You get me like ready to spend.
Klarna said no.
Found it, dropped it to 150.
Man,
150.
Okay, what rate are you still?
150.
Fam, you know what that is? That's like.
It must have took long to pay it back.
For that kind of stuff.
Everything was on time. I was messaging customer services like, yo, why are you doing this to me?
You know my birthday's in 2 weeks.
I was like, yo, why are you doing this? I was like, why are you doing this to me? Like, I've made all my pay. I've never missed a payment.
Why are you doing this to me?
The guy was like, oh, the economy at the moment. Yeah.
The cost of living. My birthday's coming.
Yeah, I said, I had multiple outfits ready. You get me? I had stuff in the saved basket. You get me?
That's all that is. Like, you got to buy one out of the three things and send that's the what two
I
back.
Do. Man was like, I had four outfits I was going to pay simultaneously for?
Yeah. I had trousers, t-shirt, jacket, and trainers.
Okay.
Ready to purchase. I had to just get the jacket.
Mad.
I had to just get the jacket. So.
Did you resolve the issue?
Nah, it's still 150.
Man,
it's still 150.
It's not rating your thing.
You know, yeah, I'm not going to lie. On this Klarna thing, I'm late to the party. Because I've never used it. I mean, I've never used it.
Never ever?
Never ever. Hmm. And because I'm old school, bro. Like, just pay a tariff, done. And I'm kind of like, when I found out what it was, I was like, mad. So, it's not a credit card as such. Mm. But they just say, oh, you want to pay for that? All right, cool. Pay in three. And I'm like...
Or pay later.
Or pay later. Mm, I'm like, yeah. Mad.
But it's good, obviously, when you want to buy bare things at once. It's like, a lot of the time you'll buy... Well, it depends what you want. Large, extra large, medium tops. Because you don't know what the fit's going to be. Yeah, you buy some trainers, you'll buy nine.
I don't.
Yeah, no, that's not how I am on shop. Huh? I don't am on shop.
Like, so you might just know your size is going to fit.
I just know my size.
No, you don't know.
I just know my size.
You know, was it last week?
I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
You know, last week when I said I look for the thing online and then I go to the shop.
Yeah.
It's because the size ain't always sizing. You get me? Like sometimes you're gonna go to the shop.
I'm willing to take the L.
The large.
But, and then return it.
If it don't fit,
oh well, yeah. What did you mean the L? Like the large or the last?
No,
oh, okay. Now but it's like it's an inconvenience. Like if you're going out in 2 days or the next day,
fam, you can't wait till that last minute to buy something.
That's what
you
can.
I
don't do that.
I buy everything.
I don't do that. That's what I'm saying. You're kind of like, okay, this is gonna sound mad, like bougie, but you're kind of spoilt by normality, by being normal.
Elaborate.
Because you see me, because of my dimensions, I can't do that. I can't go into a shop, yeah, and say, let me just pick that off and hope it'll fit and I've got something to wear tomorrow. No, but what I'm saying is like, if you buy a jacket, yeah, or whatever, you can just take it off there or you go, say you're going out that night, you go, run around to the shops, boom, boom, boom. Yo, I need a blazer. Boom, grab that large and go. Yeah, cool.
I'm not a small guy. I'm not like... No, I have the same issues as you.
No, you
for
don't.
For different reasons.
Bro, you don't.
I do.
You don't.
I do. I cannot just pick up a large.
No, but you don't.
The same thing that
because
you're describing
because the thing is, what I'm saying is... Yeah, what I'm saying is... No, you're wrong, though. Sizes. No, but you're wrong. Because the thing is, yeah, what I'm saying is that if I buy a blazer, bro, I can't buy a blazer and just go out the same night. I have to buy the blazer...
Yeah.
Take it to the tailors, get it all cut in, whatever. Then that takes about 4 days.
I was going to say, four or five days. I ain't even bought a blazer. I don't buy blazers.
But that's what I'm saying. So I can't do that, even trousers.
You're not going to do that with a hoodie, though?
Say again.
You're not going to do that with a hoodie?
I only buy Jordan.
Okay, but you're not going to get your hoodie tailored? Yeah, I can buy a Nike hoodie, which is extra large.
But if I'm going out, bro, I can't. It's like shirts, bro. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I'm not at the point where I'm wearing blazers on the night out yet.
Mad.
Like, man, I'm wearing shirts.
Sad.
Now, but you're saying it like it's normal. Like, you're saying, yo, for my birthday party, I'm going to have to go out and get special clothes for your party.
Yeah.
I don't have, like, shirt and tie, like, sitting down, like ready to come to your party.
You don't?
No.
Mad.
I don't. I've got one suit, fam. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Weddings and funerals.
I hear it still.
Yeah. Bruh.
I've got a couple still.
I've got bare.
I don't have a full suit.
Got a few.
I've got two trousers, one jacket, and one white shirt.
You're not as mad though.
Yeah, I've got maybe two.
I've got shirts that I wouldn't wear again because I don't rate them.
What? Like
cheap shirts, basically. You know, back in the day when you go like Bank Uptown or Revolution or something, you say, oh, let me just quickly put it on there. You know what I mean? Oh, the bouncers are pricks there, innit? Let me just go get a shirt there. No, I'll go on then.
Yo.
Like, I got them.
What's your worst shirt?
Eh?
What's your worst shirt you've got?
The worst shirt? I don't know, because it was sick at the time. Like, it's just black with scribbles all over it. You get me? Like, it was hard at the time.
I've got
it. Like, it was hard at the time. Yo, like, if I can find a fit.
I dashed it away, actually. I must have dashed it away because I can't fit in it. I used to have this this is when,
it's more the materials for me. Why my shirts are bad. Like,
you know when man wearing them crosshatch shirts, we're going out.
Oh,
yeah. That was around the snood era.
Yeah.
So basically, cardigans. So then, mad. I remember one cardigan this man wore out to my birthday.
Oh. Yeah.
When he had the braids.
So, wait. It's mad, Was it the red and grey?
It was a grey cardigan.
I don't know. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Like, oh, yo, Edge's party on the weekend. Let me quickly go buy a cardigan and just walk into top man. Is this Liverpool?
Yeah.
Luke Brown brought me along. So, Liverpool weekend. Liverpool. I'm not going all the way to Liverpool and getting to, let me just go buy a cardigan then. I don't even know what it was. I don't know which one it was, but so, I didn't have it on deck. That's what I'm saying.
So
I don't have
clothes like that on deck. Even then, I had one. It was a G-Star shirt. I had one cross something, and it was red and blue, and it had a zip.
Do you mean like a lumberjack print?
Nah, he's kind of like a lumberjack print but smaller.
The lumberjack. Yeah, that's what you're talking about. There's a name for it. The checkered plaid.
But it's not plaid. It wasn't plaid, but it was plaid .
Lumberjack.
One of them things there, but the checks were smaller. It was smaller. It was smaller. But anyway, I had one of them, and it was a G-Star one. And it was zipped up.
Because it was G-Star.
It was just because it was G-Star. That's the only reason why I bought it. Yeah, you get me? Fair. And it was terrible. I look back at it now and I'm like, fam, what were you doing? Yeah. But it was the style at the time. Man, we were running around with snoods.
Yeah, I had a snood, or two.
I never wore it.
Little scarves and that.
Man looking like the Prince of Persia. Madness.
Looking like they're in the desert.
Man's coming around, like Assassin's Creed.
I remember the first time I went out, I had a tie.
What?
I wore a tie. Shirt, tie, cardigan. Jeans and shoes.
I bet you had on them ceiling glasses as well.
It's the same era. I wasn't comfortable enough. I wasn't brave enough then. I was not getting turned away. You get me? I'm looking like I've come to get an appraisal. You get me? Let's do evaluation on this club. You're a bit young.
Man's doing a risk assessment in the club and that. Are those wires taped down?
Yeah.
Hey, can we get a wet floor sign, please? Please,
Come to audit the rails.
You know what I mean? And how many people have you let in? Is that... a capacity yet?
I said, how many clicks did you click?
Security's like, a checkboard, you know.
If you don't get my face,
I'm gonna fuck out. I was watching the bartender pour the shots, and that next thing was exactly 25.
That's 26.
I remember that night as well. I remember hearing Lollipop out. I was like, was it Lollipop? Yeah, it was Lollipop. Big tune. In my shirt and cardigan. My braids and that. I had church shoes on. And a belt. And I'm sure my belt had holes all the way around it. The fashion look. It was terrible. It's terrible. The shirt was tucked in. And them days, imagine. I remember chatting to a 25-year-old girl. I was like, I would have been 16. That's wild, that is.
It's mad, isn't it?
How old are you? 25. Go back and tell your bridges. I'm young. Big woman. I said to one big woman, girl's 24.
The thing is, it was mad. I remember the first time I went out, it was Lick Party. Back a day. And
New Year's.
No, I'm talking it's Trevor Nelson. And man went in early, Early.
You'll turn up to the club at 8 o'clock. I'm not getting turned away,
turned away.
These are still families having dinner,
And grin by the door, just looking at what you're doing.
The bouncers turn up at 9. Let's get there, 8:30. Sit down, order some chips. They can't kick you out, then you're already in.
That's funny.
Oh, man, this is memory. This is memory.
Never the days. Things are different now. But yeah, man. Was on about? Yeah, buying clothes for me, bro. It's just long. So I don't do all them thing there. You know what I mean?
You got to order bread. Klarna, all the best sizes and then send all the rest of them back.
That's mad. What it's about, fam.
Mm. Mad.
That's what Clan is, the cheat code, fam. It's like...
That's what mad, you know.
Were you not sure?
Doing like hauls, like the girl doing hauls.
Is that
yeah.
what's happening?
H-A-U-L-S.
Yeah.
Is this a culture? Because I see people posting like
hall.
About their hauls.
Oh, yeah. Is that what they do?
Yeah. Just literally clear pair Clan, they just buy hundreds of pounds worth of clothes. Trying this. Oh, yeah.
Spin around. Mad. And that's going to put it on Instagram.
Yeah. And then they send it all back.
And they send it. Yeah. £5 dresses and that.
Is that new? Yeah, £5.
You know the dude. You know the sick. Sick
wait,
thing
there.
About
I'm
it?
Seeing. I seen some girl. Yeah, not that I look for it, but disclaimer, they have like bikini hauls.
Yes,
but you're not supposed to send it back.
No, you just keep. Don't take out the little strip in it. There's a little strip in the knickers.
So they keep the strip in for the pumps, so the pumps don't.
You know the strip, the hygiene strip.
No,
you don't know that. You know the strip.
So basically, the strip's the plastic sounds there, legit, so the pumps
I
don't.
I didn't know that was a thing, but that sounds right.
What?
About the hygiene strip.
Yeah, there's in women's underwear, they have a hygiene strip on the pom-pom line. Yeah,
so why don't men have that though? What happened to equality?
But to be fair, men hardly send back anything.
It's true.
Yeah, I got things so many boxes
don't
that don't fit. Yo,
I got things that don't fit me.
So many boxes. So many boxes in my drawer. And I'm just like, yo, one day.
Juice is running low. Let me try the man. He loses circulation in his leg.
Every time his legs go purple. Every time. My diesel, and the joke is the diesel, and I spent 20 something pounds on them. And
fam,
didn't
let
fit.
Them go.
Give them to charity.
Let them go.
I haven't warned them. I haven't warned them.
They're
getting some sort of wear out of them.
Bro, put it this way, yeah.
When the joke, sorry. When that happens now, yeah, sometimes I can like, you know, when you pull it on.
Pull
it.
Yeah.
I did it with one of them. I was like, yo. So now my 3 for £25 diesel boxes, and I got 2. And you want me to give them to homeless people?
Yes,
sir. Man.
What's a homeless man going to do with underwear?
It's going to benefit him more than it's going to benefit you sitting in your drawer.
That's not on his list of priorities, you know. He's
going to do with underwear.
Yeah. Yo, bro, take these.
Yeah. Yo, that.
Yo, the man's face. Man was looking so confused.
So now, like, yo, the diesel. I ain't warned them. I they couldn't fit, man. They couldn't fit.
Yeah.
They're part of my hall, man. It's part of my hall, yo. The ticket.
Hold on to the bookies and scoot on everyone.
Man, yo, what are you doing, yo? Just take them frozen
place. Yeah, next thing you know, you got the homeless man alive. So this is what I just ordered on ASOS. What these are boxes? Yeah, this is the bag. Don't watch the hole.
Don't watch that.
Yo,
this is a factory defect.
Hang on, that's the kind of shit I'd be doing if I was homeless. Yeah. I'd be doing bare online content one way or another.
Fam. You ain't got a phone.
These homeless men have got some card readers, fam. Like, I've got a phone.
Man, I got a Zettel.
And yeah. There was a man, I don't know, there was one homeless guy here, and whatever time of day, his phone, he had his phone basically. I want to know how he was charging his phone basically. Mm. Homeless man charging your phone.
How?
Exactly.
That means he's got a SIM.
That means he's got a fucking fam. Like, he's not homeless. Where is he charging for? He's got electric. Where did he charge this for? Like...
Yo. Maybe he went McDonald's, fam.
My man is going to cost that and charge him, fam.
Exactly, fam.
Either way, he's got a working lightning cable.
No way.
He's got an adapter.
You say that, yeah.
Yo, where did you get that?
That was my yesterday. I went to Home Bargains, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
So I went to Home Bargains. And it's so random. This one, he's just... I saw him, like, just... At the corner of my eye, he's, like, grabbing Dove... Do you know the box of Dove soap?
Yeah.
Mum was just putting bird in a bag.
Oh, yeah.
Just dashing bird in a bag. I paid no mind to it. But then the woman who works there, she walked up and she goes, really?
Really?
And the guy goes, oh, sorry, love. Oh, it's just really bad, you know, it's just really bad. And he starts putting them back.
Is that putting them back?
Yeah. And he goes, yeah, I'm just really in a bad way. Dude, don't call the police, please. Don't call the police. And he just walks out. I won't come back. I swear, I won't come back. And she's like, yeah, I bet you won't come back.
Last time I saw that happen, man just ran out. Like, yeah. Just ran out the shop. Mad. Yo, the man, I got some deals though, you know. Like, you could tell them to get in. Not home bargains, homeless people.
Oh.
Homeless bargains. homeless bargains, for real. Literally, you know, I feel the way, yeah, but I still use them. You know, the electric toothbrush?
Yeah.
You know, the heads?
Yeah.
I bought, like, 100 plus.
Yeah,
in 2019, I bought like 100 plus toothbrushes.
I never need anymore now.
You had them? That's why you don't choose. They just bring it easy.
Yeah. Actually,
yeah, you know, yeah. So I think like, how much you got?
Mine's like,
I can't remember how much I paid, but it was dirt cheap. And I've still got them. I've probably got like 8 packs left.
Mad.
Like literally,
I gave him like a fiver.
Yeah,
I think I gave him 20. I think it was 20. Damn. I think I gave him 20. It was a whole bag worth.
Is it like Oral B? Or is it like just
Oral B?
Yeah. Mad.
Oh man, that's funny.
Serious.
Mad thing.
Homeless bargains.
That's
funny. Homeless bargains.
How's everyone's week been though? How's your week been?
Nah, let's not. Let's not. How's your week been?
It's been a busy one. It's like, went away with the fam last week. A little time, a little break and whatever. Come back to work straight away. And, you know, just keeping the wheels turning, bro. Like, gotta sort out this party, this shindig.
Mm-hmm.
Bare things happening. And just, you know, it's sometimes you gotta look at it and say, yo, you know what? It's better to be busy than sitting here with nothing to do, no money coming in, and just be twiddling your thumbs about you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Definitely would rather be busy.
It's about being busy, man. Be busy and just keeping on top of things just because.
I sent to the taxi driver earlier. So it's always, it seems like, you know, people say, oh, is it one step forward, two steps back?
Mm.
It's like the other way around. Two steps forward, one step back for me at the moment. It's like, yo. Things are going all right.
Yeah.
But it's like, there's always
setbacks. That's always something, man. There's always something. Yeah, I'll put it this way, yeah. Like,
character building, apparently.
Say again.
Character building, apparently.
That's what they say. It's don't be on my pocket. But so basically, it's like, for example, I'm going down south now, coming from the motorway. Boom. As soon as I get off the motorway, chip my windscreen.
Jeez.
I was like, chuh.
Wait, the chip? Still cheaper at chipping it?
What?
A windscreen? Still cheap to replace?
Yeah. It was only like 40 quid. But even so, like, you're getting somewhere that's out of your local area and something like that happens, like, chuh. But I still got it done at half as good as it did. It was all right. But it's just one of the things that
there's always something.
So you just got to keep manoeuvring and keep powering on through it. You get me? It's one of them ones. But yeah. See, wait. What are you saying, lads?
Well, I was going to say, anything special for your birthday?
No, not really. I was in the studio most of the day and just made some tunes. Pretty chill one.
Special tunes?
Yeah.
Anything good?
It was a nice little vibe still. A couple bits that I did work on that day. I ain't really done too much. I'm not really a big birthday person like that still. Nah. I've celebrated it a little bit more the past couple of years, though. Like, I am doing something on Friday. But yeah, it's more work in it.
I hear you. What about you, Tim?
Fam, just work.
Hold on. When's your birthday?
April.
Oh, it's April, isn't it? Yeah.
April, fam.
For some reason, I thought June, and I thought we just kind of skimmed over it.
Nah, April.
But yeah.
April babies. Work, fam. Work, demon 9. You know, it's work here. Had him 1-1, and I'm trying to think if he's will land me in trouble.
Yeah, maybe
he won't.
You sure?
No, that's not.
No, he won't. It's just that you know you find out there's you know You got them, Ginal.
Yeah, just stop, Tim.
No.
Tim.
It's not a mad one.
Ginal, yeah.
Tim.
I just want to say something to you.
Go on.
You see, when I was teaching.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When I was teaching, yeah. One episode of the podcast got me in trouble.
Oh, yeah, true, you know.
You get me? True. One episode. Yeah, and it was something, I didn't even say. But then pagans, because I can call them pagans now.
Okay.
Then pagans were trying to say, oh, I'm like, listen.
It's not my team leader. That's what I'm saying. It's not my team leader.
Don't watch it, man. Don't say it. Don't worry. Team leader. Leave it, man. Guy. Can say that for after the pod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold tight on the team lead.
Yeah. Bless guy. But yeah, work's just working at the moment. Work.
Yeah. See, the joke is because my car's broken. I ain't even been able to like keep my ear to the street, like because like my car broke and then I lost one side of my earphones broke. So
it's damn bad.
Yeah, I can't even.
That music, I can't even enjoy music. Be down to the streets.
So. You can't, but I need to hear music. I like to hear my music like 3D. Too hard. I'll hear music like 3D, like three dimensional.
Yeah.
My team. Are you just turning it off and then going to put it back on later?
I'm switching on and off, like to try and see if you'll just keep on going. But
yeah, just maybe let it cool down for a bit or something because
it's just hot up in here.
Because editing just with the two individual cameras is going to be long still.
But yeah.
Yeah. I ain't even been able to keep my ear to the street properly, but I listened to Giggs' album today.
What do you think of Giggs' album?
What do you think of Giggs' album?
What do you think?
What do you think?
When did it come out?
Last week, I think.
I listened to a bit of it. And you know what?
You didn't make it all the way through either.
I didn't make it all the way through. But you see, like, I like Giggs.
I like Giggs as well, a lot.
But Giggs is just Giggs.
I know, but at what point is that no longer an excuse? Like,
because, so for example, and I know people are thinking, Adrian, what are you doing?
This is
my yogurt. But so basically, I listened to Fredo's album as well, which we're going to get onto.
Yeah, I haven't listened to it though, so you need to sell that one.
The thing is, I can listen to Fredo's album because he's, I know this is going to sound weird, but the way that he delivers lyrics and he has the variation in the tone and he tries different things.
Yeah.
He can keep it for a whole album. Giggs is Giggs. Mm-hmm. And I'm not taking nothing away from him because man's a landlord and we know what we're getting. Consistency, longevity. It's just that a couple tracks, like 3, 4, 5 tracks I can listen to, but for a whole album, I'm like, okay, what else is there?
Yeah.
You get me? And that's not to disrespect him, because obviously what he's chanting is sick, you get me, his bars. But at the same time, for me, I'm just like,
Has Giggs ever been a full album kind of guy, though? Like, out of, like honestly, had, like...
Yeah,
has he ever had, like, projects where it's, like from start to finish, you're like, yeah...
I mean, Walk in the Park. No, is it Walk in the Park?
Yeah,
Walking, like I'm saying, probably post Walk in the Park.
No, it's not Walk in the Park.
So I'm
the Red Cover. Let him have it. Yeah, I haven't listened to Walk in the Park, but Let Him Have It was a good album, start to finish. Obviously, again, it's Giggs.
I think one of the problems as well with Giggs, like this project has what, about 17 tunes on it, something like that?
It was long. It's a long album, 1 hour 4.
Maybe it'd be better off to condense it to probably like a 12 max.
Yeah, but I understand why you would.
I can see why.
What were the features saying?
How they performed or the names.
What were the features?
21 Savage, Dave.
21. There
was Burna Boy. I feel like I heard Burna.
I don't want to hear gigs of anyone. Obviously.
Diddy, yeah, I was going to say.
Pot of Paper.
Yeah.
But was that really, was the Diddy feature?
It's credited as a feature.
Or was it just. It was just the old school Diddy feature. Yeah. Like
just talking.
And that's the thing. I wouldn't, even though that was more of the real Diddy of just talking in tune, not the Diddy of laying any bars. This is like old school when Diddy would come in, put a little spice, a little sauce on the tune and done.
All right, what were we saying? Technical difficulties, we're back. Last thing I remember was Giggs is Giggs. Yeah. Oh, wait, is the iPad back on?
Yeah.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Video.
I'm sure.
All right, you can still see it, like, yeah. Everything looks all right, cool. Yeah, what was you saying? Gigs is gigs. I just feel like you said, you kind of said something earlier about Fredo and his delivery. And I feel like certain rappers, you're either more dedicated to the content or the flow. And Giggs is like a flow rapper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It is married to the flow. Once yes. It's locked in that flow,
that's it.
It secures the flow. So it almost, I don't know if it doesn't matter, what it's saying as much, or you just don't take it in as much because the flow, where when you're married to the flow, the delivery is not always going to be there. Things will go over your head a bit more. Same with like Gunna.
Yeah.
Once Gunna locks in with the flow, you don't, not say you can understand him the best anyway, but you don't really know so much what he's saying. Then you got someone like Fredo. He is delivery more than flow. He might pick up a flow every now and then, but his delivery is like, what is he saying? Every line kind of has a punch to it. But then it's like, Giggs' flow ain't really a flow that grabs you anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, if, I don't know.
It's because we know it.
But yeah, he never used to always do that though. A certain point in his career, he just started to marry a flow.
In a very long time. Huh? He hasn't really progressed as well.
I know, but him marrying a flow wasn't always a thing. And then he started to marry a flow. Then he kind of married another flow when he was kind of spitting over grime and faster tempos and trap and that kind of stuff. And now it's just like, the gig's flow. It's just, I don't know.
I think because
I just kind of switch off.
We're so used to it. We kind of switch off to it.
I'm just going to say it. He's trash now. I'm just going to say it. He's trash now. And like, obviously big up Giggs in it because he's got some of the most iconic tunes to ever come out of this country, fam. Like, but he's getting to that like Snoop Dogg territory now, innit? Where a man's just...
Nah, don't even go to Snoop Dogg.
Don't do that.
You wouldn't really want to hear Snoop like rap like now. And if he is going to rap now, he's going to give you more of like... He's understood now. He's got to give you more of a vibe than trying to really be like a presence on a track. It's like...
I understand what you're saying. Raps,
And his music's still good, believe it or not. Have you listened to any of new Snoop?
What was the latest? Because the last thing I know, he did that kind of like, was it that 80s kind of... He did like
that
80s
in that Sensual Seduction.
Years ago.
That's terrible.
There was something else after that.
It's been Snoop Lion.
Snoop Lion has done the gospel album.
Yeah. I heard the one after the gospel album where he's just rapping.
He's rapping.
And it was good.
Recently?
It was good.
And the music.
I think it's called I Wanna Thank Me.
He's really into the music thing, so I'm not going to like... I know Snoop's really about it. But I ain't really trying to hear him rap anymore.
But,
and I kind of feel the same way about Giggs. Like, until he kind of understands what he just needs to give us consistently, and I personally, I probably don't feel like we need Giggs albums anymore.
Yeah, like, I can't say...
You see what it is for me? Like, because we're so used to Giggs, and we're kind of... spoiled in a way,
yes,
that we're so used to his kind of flow, used to what he's done in the industry and the culture. Now, when you have someone like him and you compare him, not that you should, but you compare him to someone like Getz, it's different.
Getz
is like...
That's kind of what
I was trying to say.
Beast, it? It's like different. But then they also come from different eras of rap.
Yeah,
I know. Let me finish this.
But at the same time, you see the way that Wretch moves in terms of the length of project he'll put out, and Wretch is more. How can I put it? He's not a consistent presence in the music scene all the time.
Yeah.
You get me? He's an in and out. When I bless you with something, boom, I'll bless you. Wretch reminds me of an English version of kind of like Three Stacks.
Okay.
You get me?
I hear it.
Yeah,
man's got a piccolo on that, It's not a... Say again.
Man's got a piccolo.
But the thing is, yeah, it's like, but the thing is, yeah, with Wretch, because he's not here all the time, we don't get bored of him.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I'm not saying that Giggs is here all the time, but I'm saying he's more here. He's here more than Wretch.
But yeah. More than he should be.
What you got? Sorry, you're not Juicy. You go because you're in the land.
Well, I just feel like obviously you got Giggs with Diddy, 21 Savage, and I feel like there's big names. There's people behind it. I feel like obviously Giggs. Not that it should matter, but it's clearly what's happening. Giggs is kind of being pushed to the American market.
To the American market.
You know what
I think but I feel like I can't even... I feel like we're getting behind it just because it's Giggs rather than
American
it's like...
Because good.
And then it's like, I would show my cousins in Miami, I'd say, yo, this is Getz. And then say, yo, look at the lyrical ability, look at the talent, look at the delivery. With Giggs, just like, yo, look at Giggs,
if you're not from the UK, you're not really going to understand the Giggs thing in it because it's very like.
Yeah,
I feel like it's common understanding that Americans don't really rate Giggs in it.
Americans don't understand a lot of things.
But they're kind of stupid in it.
We'll go into that.
But yeah, at the same time, I love for Giggs that he's around all these like powerful, influential black figures.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like I'll never ever discredit a man for where he's at now because it's obviously clear he's in a place where he's in a lot of powerful rooms and there's a lot of. People behind him,
but I don't think that's from his lyrical and musical ability. I think Giggs is a sick guy.
When you're a gangster, innit? Certain things in you, and you're gonna get brought to a table for a specific reason. But I don't know if like we need you to be like. I don't really need to have you on a tune of P Diddy in it. Like,
if you
want to do business, like do business in it, and like, if you lot want to have, they want to have you around, but like. You don't really need to be doing all the music stuff like pop out when you pop out in it like don't
you know I think with like one of the problems so it's not really a problem one of the things I recognize is that because you got people who do it for different reasons so you got someone like Getz he's like Ryu you know what I mean like he does it because like yo I want to be the best that I can. I want to show every single man.
I love this thing more than anything else. Best. I get it. What a purist.
You know what I mean? You got guys like Wretch who were like, it seemed like they were on this path of like, yeah, I want to show people I'm the best. But they're like, nah, that's not what's important to me.
Anymore.
I know who I am now.
Yeah.
Like this, I'm good at this and look what I can do. And it's like, do you remember You Got Served? Is it Oscar? I said, no, man, I don't battle no more.
I just
do it for the art. It's that guy.
Yeah.
Okay, I was waiting for the other Street Fighter reference.
I was waiting for the Street Fighter reference.
That could have been like a Dalsium, I guess.
Okay, stretch the arms.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say that.
It's more of like a purist or like a...
I don't follow Street Fighter, I was going to put the... Is that not accurate?
I wouldn't say a Dalsium.
Nah. Who would you say though?
I would
say...
Who
is Street Fighter's doing it for the love?
I would say, Wretch is more...
And it's best not being some obscure character. Yeah.
No, but it's going to be because at the end of the day, you got to look at it and think.
This nigga's
Q. Well, it's you got to be.
It's the street fighter that's fighting for the love, isn't it?
He's fighting for the love. But
No. So I thought Ryu's
fighting for the love, but
no, he's not fighting for the love. He's always challenging himself.
Okay, challenging himself. Same. But
I'm not familiar with.
I would say that Wretch is more. I want to say there is a character like him, you know?
Eddie Gordon?
No.
That's Tekken fam.
That's Tekken. And no. Just because with Wretch, because there is no... You see, with Wretch, because...
King.
There is that... That's Tekken.
So I'm just messing around.
Because there is no...
You are kind of dressed like King.
What are you?
You know what? Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, you know, fam. Kinda, you know.
What is this guy on about, fam?
Circa Tekken 3, he's got the joggers on. He's got the creps on, But he does have the blue shirt on with the Japanese writing on the back.
You man, I'm mad, you know.
You are just like him.
Shut up.
Mad team, you know. Mad
team. Yo, I know what man's gonna do on the reel now, you know. Man's gonna see me, he's gonna freeze me, But anyway, because Wretch, it's not a case of like he has to be forced into doing anything because it's like, yo, I know how good I am. If I want to come in, I'll come in. I'll bless you with a few tracks like that one that it was a
Big Little Man.
It's like Big Little Man. It was mad. Yeah. Like mad deep. Stuff. Mad awesome, deep. Man. And the fact is, like, I'm in, I'm out. I don't need to do massive promo. I don't need to do massive this, massive that, because I know my worth. You get me? And it's because I've built up myself to a level where I can just jump in, jump out, do what I need to do. Everyone still knows I'm about, but I don't have to be about all the time.
And the thing with guys like Rich, they've left a quiet, I would say a quiet legacy. So you can literally see who, you can tell who listened to Rich.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you can say Nox. I think Nox is so sick.
Yeah.
But you can see that lineage again. Obviously, yeah. Avelino, like that's they're like Padres.
Yeah,
Av is sick as well, and he was doing work with them with Hit Boys on his last album. Mm. Sick guy. Anyways, back to the point. But because you got guys who do for the different reasons, whereas gigs, it feels like, as you said, yo, we like gigs, innit. It's not because, like, yo, he's so sick and he's like, yeah. Yo, we like
want
him.
The music to be good, innit? Like,
yeah.
We'd love for the music to, like, yeah. Give you the same feeling, yeah, that, like, all them classic, iconic tunes.
Put it so, yeah. Put it so. Fredo's first track on his album is 9 minutes long.
Swear down.
And it's 9 minutes of bars.
Just like them.
Straight up barring. I kid you not. Yo. You listen to that track, yeah? Go gym straight after.
I was at the gym, you know.
You get gassed.
Yeah.
You need that.
Fam, you get gassed. Yo, see, I got goose pimples, you know. Mad thing. Like,
Fredo gasses me, star.
Fredo, honestly, yeah, the man's bars is, yo, fire.
I've never got that feeling from Fredo, but.
Fire.
I try it. I play it.
Honestly. The first track, yeah, 9 minutes of bars.
Brooklyn Man's Foot.
You get me? Yeah, you might actually have to be careful.
Like that. Yeah. No, I need that though, because I'm playing that in the league now on Sundays.
And the thing about Fredo's album, I can listen to it all the way through. And because there's different subject topics and... Funny bone. Funny bone.
Nah, punk himself.
Nah.
I just felt embarrassed.
Oh, okay.
I had...
Yeah.
But the thing is as well with Fredo is I think he's one of the funniest rappers and he doesn't try to be funny.
He's too joke.
He's just funny. Nah, you don't understand, yeah.
Isn't he one of the...
There's one bar in, yeah. There's one bar in one of his tunes, yeah. And he says, he says, oh, have you ever been top and tail with your little brother? in the bed, yeah. And he farts.
And he's farted all night.
He says, he farts, kind of stinks still. Honestly, the way he puts it in the bar is sick.
That's why my method is the worst rapper ever.
Yeah, that's why Mike Who? Righteous.
Mike Righteous.
Mike Righteous.
So Fredo's the worst rapper ever.
Worst rapper to blow in the last 10 years.
Bro, the thing is, yeah, that's man's rude. Sick, you know. And the thing is, you know what, like, it's a case that he's hilarious, but it's also a point that he also talks about his business, talks about his life, talks about even putting the way that he has to put his mom through things when he was young and he was making his money on road. And
he talks his shit. Like,
this is it.
People don't really deep it. Like, he actually, like, especially if you paid attention, you can hear the progression of his raps. Like, he's gone from just talking straight, this is what I'm on.
Yeah.
To like now, you hear him talk about like how he's upscaled his businesses and like how much of like how he's had to adapt and where he's at now in life. And
it's like one of the bars he's saying how when he goes into meetings, these white guys, these big money white men, they want to try and fist bump him instead of shake his hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Talking the real shit.
Yeah.
And he's like, yo, you should respect me for what I'm doing.
Is it on me or are you trying to like appreciate the culture? What is it?
It's like you're trying to come with some firm's thing. And I'm like, no, I'm here on business. We're not doing that.
It's good and it's nuanced as well.
He's very intelligent.
And you know, because like people see his online, like you might demeanor. See the joke clips and that, and he just seems like he's not all there. But like, bro, the guy is fucking super smart.
That clip with the girl. No, this is mad emotion still.
Yeah.
it's hilarious, but like he's obviously
It's the same thing, though. When you do a certain thing, your business acumen is directed in other areas, unfortunately, yeah. if you come from a certain place. But, like, again, it's just living proof. Like, he's a real businessman.
He is, man. And I rate him, man. I rate him.
And he's working.
And the one thing I would say about him is that I remember the first person that told me about Fredo was Lucas Dirty.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
You remember?
I remember the story.
And the fact is, he said to him, he said, bro, he's going to blow. He is sick. And he said when he saw him in Dubai, he says, bro, you look like a rapper. And he's like, nah, I'm not, you know. He says, nah, you should be. You should be. And the way he is now, bro, he's sick. He even talks about his clothing range as well in his bars. Bro, he's sick, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People aren't really rating, like really, how he... Even if you, like you said, it's nuance as well. If you pay attention, even how he, like, delivers things now, it's a lot of, like, oh, it was like this, and now it's not like this. Or
yeah.
Like, but he still finds a way to make it have the same impact.
And the thing is, like, I was watching that interview with him, and he was saying how he's had to work on how he raps, because he's only been a rapper for a short amount of time. This is the reason why when people sit there and say he's the worst rapper that's bust out, I'm like, listen, there's way worse. There's way worse out there. And the fact
is... nowhere near worse. He's a really good rapper.
He's a good rapper. And the fact is that even he's looked at his own craft and said, how can I get better? And certain men stay in the same way and they don't progress. And if you don't progress, your music's going to sound the same all the time, irrespective of what producer you have on it, irrespective of what beats or whatever is the trends at the time. It's like you have to progress as an artist. Because if you don't, bro... this music business moves quick.
Is that why hip hop's dead?
I just thought maybe Giggs is Guile.
Yeah, that's true.
Giggs is Guile.
Giggs is Guile.
Why?
Because I think Giggs is one of those people, if you really dig and really understand and love Giggs, Giggs is like, next to Jesus, like, no, he's that guy.
I wouldn't even say that. I'd say Giggs is more like either M. Bison.
I wouldn't say Bison.
I would, because you know what you're going to get.
You don't, because Bison's got a tough... It's tough.
No,
tough,
but you know what you're going to get. You know you're going to get that super psycho crusher and it's just going to kill you off. You're just dead. You can't get past him. And literally, you can't get to Akuma.
Nah, Giggs ain't in Bison because Bear Man will wash Giggs on his tune. he said that like Giggs is like, going to buy him on every tune he's on.
That's funny. That's
not true. Giggs is going to be on Bear tune, so Man will just smoke him out his bits, bro.
I would say
Is that the one with the box with the metal arms?
All right, man.
Is it dead?
No, wait, there's a boxer with metal arms, isn't it? The black boxer with metal arms.
That's Jax and Mortal Kombat.
And
he's not a boxer.
Where's he got metal arms in?
Because his arms have been ripped off by Goro, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, isn't he got metal arms?
He's black either.
No, he's black.
He's definitely black.
He's got metal arms and boxing gloves.
No, they're just gloves.
Just normal gloves?
Just gloves.
No, they're just arms. Metal arms.
I swear he's a boxer.
He's not a boxer.
But there is a boxing character in a fighting game. I can't pinpoint which one.
In Street Fighter, there is Balrog.
Black in it?
Yeah.
There's two, technically, if you call it Classic Dudley.
Nah, man, you don't know about Dudley.
Maybe I'm thinking about Dudley.
No, you're not. You don't know who he is.
Maybe, I don't know. There's a black boxer somewhere. I know there's a black boxer somewhere.
But yeah.
Now I'm thinking about Mortal Kombat.
Anyhow.
Is that Balrog? No, Jax.
Jax.
Yeah.
He's not a boxer. Anyway. Yeah, hip-hop. Is hip-hop dead?
Yes.
Why is hip-hop dead?
Coochie rap.
There's loads of reasons.
Give me some reasons.
Okay, cool. So.
Wait, sorry. Do you think hip-hop's dead, DJ?
No, but the state of it's in the toilet.
I think, you know what it is? I don't think hip-hop's dead.
Let's get the room involved.
Okay, go on.
I don't think it's dead, but it's circling the drain right now.
Yeah.
Not to die completely. It's just right now.
It needs resuscitation.
I think that hip-hop isn't dead. It's just that the advancement of it is not going anywhere. Because hip hop is depending on the legacy artists to make revenue.
Okay.
Because the longevity of these newer artists, I'm talking about America, not the UK. The longevity of these UK artists, their lifespan is shortened.
You just said UK artists.
I mean, right. You know, yeah, I mean, yeah, US, yeah, you know what I mean?
Why don't you make sure so like...
You know what I mean? So the US guys, because there's so many of them jumping on these trends, jumping on these little TikTok, whatever, blows for a minute, then the next person comes. It doesn't have longevity like before.
See, I disagree. I don't think it's longevity because they do have longevity. They just don't have the peaks.
Where's Lil Pump?
Still releasing music.
No, he's not.
Lil Pump.
Didn't he change his life?
Did he?
I'm sure he released something over there.
No.
Lil Pump. Nah. A lot of these men are still releasing.
OnlyFans.
Okay, cool. So, Lil Xan.
He died.
So put it this way, when the Lils came about. All the Lils.
A lot of the Lils are still here.
No. Let's get it right though. That's more so the SoundCloud era. So you can't really take that into consideration because those guys were a movement in themselves.
No, there's bare subgenres that came out.
In that Lils era, I think the massive kind of downfall was that it had a big kind of persuasion on labels.
It was a powerful movement.
You get me? Because that little section there, the labels said, okay, we'll go with that. And they weren't really looking at, what is that actually made of?
You know
what? That's what they're currently funding trash female rappers.
And this is it?
I personally feel like... There was so much opportunity for these guys to make money outside of the labels... It's kind of, it put the game into disarray.
Because the
labels kind of, back when we were buying and consuming music, the labels brought control and order to the way how music was distributed.
I get what you're saying there.
Can I piggyback off that? Because I don't think hip hop's dead. I think it's been cheapened to the point where can it ever restore its value?
True.
Yeah.
Like I said, the labels went into disarray with how to actually get quality products out there to a point where they're just like, just get anything out there.
Yeah.
So much trash came out in that little era and around the mid 10,000s.
It's just super oversaturated, man.
Yeah, it's cheapened.
It's too easy for everyone to make music. Mm. Anyone can literally buy a laptop and a microphone.
Not make me. It's too easy for anyone to get famous on music, music.
Yeah.
Well, same thing.
It's a notoriety.
The fact that anyone can make music means that now,
because everyone was making music back in the day.
Everyone was making music, early 2000s, but it's a point of just like making it reach people, making it be viral.
Yeah, now you can get...
Internet.
Yeah.
So let's say the internet, like, with the rise of the internet, but even then, still, I think it's... Not as it's cheaper for everyone, anyone now.
It's
like
cheaper
now.
Like
you said, you had to go to someone's cousin or
someone.
There was one person that everyone went to.
Yeah.
But I'm saying now, people can, if you're an introvert, you can sit in your yard by yourself, order yourself a laptop and a microphone and make music. And then because you don't have anyone else around you to tell you, this ain't it, you're going to be putting your music
out in the world.
And then there's a lot of that. And there's just a lot, like you said, oversaturated. And now the labels have so much people to pick from when you have Instagram, TikTok, all these other people also now just spewing out content, and there's so many people.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, where do we go from here? Because there's just too much. Like on Spotify, I don't even know what the stat is, but the amount of tunes that get uploaded to Spotify daily is something stupid.
What did you say about legacy?
Before I go to that, Ebro came out and said that record labels aren't trying to sign any rap artists, and they mainly focus on Latino or African.
Hip-hop,
hip-hop was pop music. It's just phasing out of that now.
So, for me, a lot of people I saw on Instagram, people were talking about, I think it was Burna Boy.
I've seen a few Burna Boy clips this week, to be fair.
And
he said, They said Afro beats has no substance.
Something like that. Some people were saying that. And they were trying to say that Afro beats... America, this is what Americans are like, though. Because America is America, it's like the rest of the world are spectators. And anything that America makes is the best, which is why they have the World Series.
They have main character syndrome.
They have, yeah, they have main character syndrome. Yeah. They have the World Series that they only play in America. Makes no sense. How are you the world? That just makes no sense.
Are you the world?
You know what I mean? And because of that, that it's like they have this idea of, yo, we're all that matters. And they don't realize that there's a whole world out there. And
I feel like it's, I feel like, obviously not factually true, but I feel like that's been true for a long time now. America has been all that's mattered for a long time.
But at the same time, you have to move with the times.
In well, the Western world anyway, if you want to be.
No, but the West has dominated so much. Now, you know, you've got politically, you've got, you know, China, all the countries that everybody's up, and then you've got African, you know, there's music coming out everywhere.
Talk about America, really.
No.
Yeah?
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm saying, like, America's aren't the main character anymore. No. It's phasing and out, you know what I mean?
It's a case that because America has been so ignorant to the rest of the world.
Yeah, it says World Series.
Oh, no, it says, that's what I said, World Series.
Oh, did you say?
Yeah.
That was my example. So basically, because America is so ignorant to the rest of the world, it's a case that when the world goes past them, they're in denial.
Yeah.
And it's like I saw loads of comments talking about Afrobeats saying, oh, that there was loads. When I say loads, I'm talking like you can scroll and it's still negativity. Scroll, still negativity. And they're just sitting there saying, no one ain't got time to listen to Afrobeats. And I don't listen to that all day. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And there's bare of them saying it. And they're all American. Now, the thing is that if that was the case, why can Burna Boy come to Tottenham Stadium and sell it out if no one wants to listen to it?
I will say different tastes, different areas, but he can still go to... Did he have a show in Madison Square Garden, was it?
Yeah, he smashed... He's beat all the Americans.
So obviously...
The world tour.
There's an appetite.
There's someone out there who wants to listen to it all day. You get me?
Well, yeah. I mean, we don't need to harp on that now because we already know that they're wrong in that thinking.
And like, it's
they'll probably be the last people to realize that they ain't the main characters no more.
And this is the thing, like it said, there was a stat that midweek was 365 days since there was a number one rap song at Billboard. And you're like, so you've got to realize the tide is turning.
Phasing out now, like I said, like hip hop really has the epitome.
What has been the number one
pop culture? I don't know. It's phasing out from hip-hop now, though.
Like, I think it's been a mix of... it's been loads of different ones, I think. Yeah. But the fact that a few years ago, hip-hop was the number one consumed music is changing, but they're still ignorant to it.
Oh, yeah. And also, don't forget, the UK's music industry is also fairly new in it.
Mm.
So, like, whereas when I was younger, at least anyway, a lot of the music he was relying on was coming out of America.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't really looking, like, how we could just have a discussion, naming a bag of UK rappers wasn't really a thing like that before.
Yeah, yeah.
Not comparable, especially when you're saying, like, you've got 21 Savage on a tune of Gigs and like that. We're still in early stages, but it's just a bit. Oh, my brain's just farted.
I just feel like, I feel like. You know, just about what you said about the legacy artists. Obviously, when you say legacy artists, we're talking about, at this point, Drake,
Kendrick, Cole, Ken, yeah, Nicki,
Jay-Z, Kanye.
Future, it's like Kanye, all them guys.
There's a lot.
Them guys have gone a long way in one way or another, or maybe two different ways, in also cheapening it. When you look at the amount of music that Drake puts out.
Yes.
It's like, yes, we love it, but it becomes less valuable because there's so much.
There's so much of it, yeah.
So much Drake music.
And the thing is, also say that...
So it almost lowers the quality of it.
But the thing, that's the thing as well. Like, Drake will put out low quality music knowing it's going to sell regardless.
that's what I'm saying. So it's helped in cheapening.
Yeah.
Cheapening.
But I think that Drake as a singularity has done that.
Well, yeah, so they
don't Kendrick and Cole side, don't really do that.
You've got Kendrick and Cole that are probably producing higher quality, yeah, but at such a slower rate.
Slower rate, so it comes out slower.
It's allowing more space for the cheapness to come out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear that.
But we say that, we've got to think like previously, or probably when they were growing up, because they're comparable to our age, my age, yeah, or whatever, the albums were coming out. Okay, no, they weren't, because Jay-Z, you say what, 7 Summers Straight or something like that?
Yeah.
I feel like it was so, either...
I still think even that time... No, but even so, bro...
Every 2 years?
I think in that time period of us coming up, bro, we had the best years of hip-hop, you know? Some of the best years, because you've got to think about it. We had ranging from LL Cool J, yeah? You had all the Def Jam. You had all of No Limit. Mm-hmm. All of Murder, Inc., all of Rough Riders, all of Rockefeller, all of...
You said that Bad Boy still...
Bad Boy.
Doing bits.
You had all of So So Def. You had all of Dirty South.
Yeah.
So...
It's not like that anymore, though, is it?
It's not like that anymore because the quality's not there.
That but once again... Exist. Once it again, doesn't. As I said, the model, the record label
wasn't able to control of when to come out, when to put out. And because it was done strategically... It was kind of like...
Streaming doesn't help, though.
It doesn't?
Because before you'd get, like... If you think of a lot of, like, legendary music, hip-hop-wise, you'd think a lot of mixtapes in it. Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of, like, banging mixtapes. Yeah. And, like... Whereas now with streaming, like, everything's an album or an EP in it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, now there's really no difference. People will call it an EP, but it's just... Now people just got to start calling shit...
It's an album. They take off 2 tracks, an EP.
Yeah, do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like people are saying, it's an EP because it's only 7 like, tracks.
It's weird it's because... Like, it sounds like we're listening then,
to LeBron there, you know, bro.
Back then... back then, yeah. Record labels would calendar things. And by having it on a calendar, they could say, okay, at the summer, we put DMX out. At the, I don't know, early November, Jay-Z drops. In early spring, Ja Rule drops. So that's all 3 Def Jam albums that all of them are guaranteed to go platinum. Why? Because there's one big one to come out in that little short amount of time.
That's how TDE work, though.
You know what?
TDE do their releases, everyone gets behind one release at a time.
They tell you when things get dropped. Like Caesar will tell you, my album's ready. Punch is gonna say,
You know, back in the day, yeah, all those names that you just mentioned were like the main characters of their label. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. Nowadays, you've got Big Moochie Grape. You know what I mean?
I don't know who that is, but Big
you just made that up.
No, it's onto Young Dolph's label. What is it? Yoga. But basically, you've got someone like a Big Moochie Grape. I'm trying to think of another, you know, basically the street artists now are charting. So, okay, basically my thought
is... I get what you're saying.
Okay, back in the day.
I get what you're saying.
When you want to go listen to Lux, D-Block and them, and where would you hear them? You wouldn't hear D-Block in the club.
You wouldn't hear D-Block
in the
club.
Whereas now, in this day and age, you've got the D-Block equivalent playing in the club, expecting the D-Block equivalent to do chart numbers.
Yeah.
And where are... The Ja Rules, the Jay-Z, where are them, man? Who's our current stars? Because I don't want to just keep saying Kendrick Cole Drake, because where are the current stars?
If I looked at them, the ones that I'm aware of, this is just me. Yeah, I'm old. The only stars that are young...
I thought you were going to say Cool G Rap.
Like, and up and coming...
Karis.
Lil Durk.
He's not even up and coming.
But even so, I can't even say Lil Durk and I can't say Lil Baby.
That's what I was going to say, yeah. Lil Durk and Lil Baby.
You can't say that because they're not up and coming. They're established already.
Mm-hmm. They're the guys right now.
They're the guys.
That's how you have to look at it. They're the guys right now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Technically, okay. Yeah, they are the guys. So they are the Ja Rule and whatever.
21 Savage. That and whole 21 Savage. They're the guys now, innit?
Yeah.
Now what we have.
But
to
they're
do
also the street guys.
Like, how do they stand the test of time? That's what we're looking at now. Really.
But these guys are the street guys now.
You know what's crazy though? Like to say that they're the guys, but and you look at how is it a word say unversatile.
Yeah, they that's are. Kind of what I'm saying. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
weird, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, because that's what I'm saying. Like, obviously, Jay-Z, Ja Rule, whatever, they were street, but they weren't the street guys musically.
Yeah, yeah.
You get me? Whereas our current, this day and age guys are street guys, like Lil Durk, Lil Baby, the street guys.
Yeah.
They're not
polished
superstars. They're not, yeah, they're not stars. They're not larger than life stars. They're just literally very successful street guys.
Because if you look at the way that they were marketing,
pull it out, use
it. It's like, with those guys that we were talking about, like your Ja, J, X, you can take them, put them in a song Travis in the Scott. Hood, then you can take them on an R&B song, put them yeah. one verse in there, boom. That's two markets you've worked on already.
But the R&B ain't even R&B.
And R&B is not even the same anyway. And that's the thing. And that's the thing as well.
I was going to say Jack.
Music's Carter, in the mud.
Jack's not, like, you can't go and read on the street, anywhere, street vibe.
And this is the thing, like, with a lot of the artists that are out now, sometimes I think, okay, cool, the power of the label isn't the same as it was before.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
in large respects, that's a good thing. However, the polishing and training of artists isn't the same.
You get me?
So it's one of them ones where you've got to see it as...
Click off. It's touching it. No, there's a mouse behind you.
So it's like, even though... What are you doing? Just pick the yellow one.
Yellow.
Yeah.
So it's like... Even with the way that you kind of train or get them to be cultured to the game is different. Because, fam, if you take a man straight off road, are you going to say to him, oh, so, you can't be saying this. You got to be careful of that. And, you know, you got to be like, don't go this place, don't go that. You are not going to say that to them because they're not going to listen to you.
You know, the thing is, though, like, I watched Lil Baby's documentary. Really good if you guys ever get a chance to watch it.
Heard it's good.
So he got pulled off. I said he didn't get pulled off street. He got encouraged. I didn't hear what he said. You know.
I said I don't think I'll watch it.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah. But he got encouraged to do the street. That's from the street thing to like do rapping or whatever. And because the mentality from Atlanta. Is the future thing. You're just going to keep on shooting. I mean, shooting is like you're going to keep on putting out projects, putting out music. Do it. The quality of it is not so much going to be assessed. It's going to be more of a shotgun approach.
Now, but you know what?
Let me
just say one thing in that. You see, like, Lil Baby. I had an interview. He was talking and he was saying, yo, before I started rapping, I was making mad money.
Millions. Yeah. He was rich.
This is what I'm saying. So when it comes to like...
How? From what? Streets? Or
street. Yeah, from streets. So when it comes to like that, not hunger, but that it's kind of hunger and the want to succeed. Some of these men haven't got the need to say, oh, I need to make a song for you. I need to make it. Because like, yo, I'm rich already. I make what I want.
But yeah, maybe not hunger to succeed. Energy, it's not to succeed, it's to create. They ain't got the hunger
yeah,
to create.
Yeah.
What am I being creative for? I'm literally just trying to make me.
I'm making music I want to make.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, and that's one of the problems with, I personally believe, one of the problems with some of these street guys doing music, you're not talented in that way.
You're not creative in that
specific realm.
It's a bit 1-8 bar that you think was sick.
Nah, they've got right. 8 bars for days.
You look at guys like,
they're not pushing themselves, they're not trying to push the boundaries, they're not
that's what I'm saying.
Trying to be creative. Like,
and that's where you got someone like a Drake who is creative and talented. There's no two ways about it. As much as you can give us like sometimes trash music, there's times when he does stuff, it's like, yo, that's the boy.
Drake knows that's the boy. He's creative and he's talented, but that's not
what people Drake want. As a comedian.
But he's cheapening himself because he knows the market's cheap rather than saying, okay, yeah. let me
lock in
and let me expand the market kind of thing. He probably, I don't think he wants to alienate.
But like,
separate himself from the. He wants to be.
Culture vulture Drake, innit?
And that's why, like.
Is what the people
wants to
saying.
Be the nucleus.
He wants to be involved in everything. Yeah. He wants to be there. He wants to be present.
It's like a Kendrick separates himself. Cole. I don't even think Cole separates himself.
He definitely separates himself.
I don't think Cole.
Cole don't separate himself.
I think Cole shows himself at the top of what's currently going on.
He shows love to
It's like, I like you all, however, I'm better than you guys. Just know, but I'm not.
Not doing it competitively.
I haven't got animosity.
It's not competitive. It's just.
Nah.
Yo, it's man not. Just, man nah, nah, sick
it's competitive.
In
it just,
he's competitive with himself because the only person that's going to come close to him is himself.
No, but I think he's done his thing. He's like, yo, fam, there's no question.
Yeah.
None of these men can chat to me. Now I can be your bedroom. I can be your bedroom now. You want me to please?
Yeah. I'll send you all, So now we can be friends.
You all know.
What's the line he's got? It's like, it's getting to the point where none of these rappers even want to do features with me.
Yeah,
on one of the songs with features on the song, like,
and they're looking at each other.
And he's saying, "Me,
like, is he talking about me?"
But it's true though, and because those three have their different positions, I kind of look at it and say, so if those are the three, what's coming next? Who's coming next?
The next,
and I mean, like, no. But the reason I say is that. Who in the world is going to get to that meteoric rise and chart? Because it's one thing about making money, but it's another thing about going on world tour and making mad money.
Hip-hop's going underground again.
Well, I was going to say, I feel like there's literally two vehicles at the moment. There's street or there's emo punk.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? You've got really Travis, you've got Uzi.
That shouty shit.
These men are tapping into the satanic kind of culture looking.
Who's not Uzi? That Travis is as punk.
He'd be doing the
shout. Travis is punk. It doesn't Travis mean punk as in punk music. He means punk as in alternative, like away from what the usual do.
Yeah, okay.
A bit of both, to be fair. Like Travis is quite punk.
It's punk by definition. By definition of what punk is, it's just like being experimental and against the norm within the realms
against
of
the grain, yeah.
Like it's like, okay, so I like hip hop, but how far can I push these boundaries and be different in it? That's where Travis is. But like I said, he does a lot of the shouty shit, and it's like,
yeah. But when you look at again Cole, Kendrick, Drake, their man weren't street, or they were just literally
themselves.
You know what I mean?
And that's it. Yeah. Because they were themselves, everyone respected them.
All three people still don't like Kendrick and Cole and that, innit?
Like, all three of them, like, their names were their names. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some people would just want to hear, like, the hood shit. Like, because there's some people that, like, don't rate Kendrick and Cole, but they rate, like, some people rate, like, someone like 21 Savage higher than they rate Kendrick or Cole. Just because, like, some people identify more
to that. The only people, the thing is, though, you know what? Like, when people say that, there's only one person I can sit there, and if they say they don't write Future, I don't hear what they got to say. Because if they don't respect Cole, Kendrick, Drake, and if they don't write Future, I'm like, bro, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't listen to a lot of Future, but Future's very, very like
Future.
For what that stuff is, you're not gonna get like
the thing Future's is, you know what? You know what it is? You don't understand Future unless you see how Americans react to Future.
Yeah, they got off. Like, but look, I remember, obviously, when him and Drake done that joint album, I was like, okay, I'm not a Future listener. I've never listened to a single Future project other than when he did that joint project with Drake.
So you've heard of Future?
And I'm saying, like, this guy is, like, obviously very sick at what he does.
I kid you not,
You think it's some of his worst stuff?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. If you hear...
And it was still good.
If you ever... Yeah. See Americans in a club and Future drops, bro, it goes off.
Stuff pops off, man. I can't deny Future.
Next level. And if you play a Drake tune, it won't pop like that. Kendrick won't pop. Cole won't pop. But Future,
I feel like,
bro,
I know
he's a legacy act.
I know what you're saying about hearing it, like seeing how people react to it. I just literally listen to Future. I think it's just incredible.
I think he's sick.
I think he's sick.
How do you think of, what
abstract?
About,
I think he's sick. I just don't listen to him. But I think he's very, very cold.
But what would you like? How would you class Thugger in that realm, though?
I think. I think Thug and Future are along the same.
The same, but I still fit Future's ahead just because Future's just Future.
I think
Thug's up there, man.
He's close, but I still think Future is ahead just because you see what it is like. there comes a time where
future's more toxic.
Yeah, and it's a point that, you know, your future. It's a point where you break the. It's like breaking threshold in terms of notoriety.
Yeah.
Like, Future is on tracks that you wouldn't expect him to be on in some situations. And because he's able to make that break, that's what jumps him ahead.
I feel like he could, you know how I said about the two vehicles? I feel like he could use it for Fug and Future. Like, Fugger is a bit more, well, a lot more punk, emo, and Future's street.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The
streets,
the
love it.
The two almost
yeah, absolutely.
They're one and the same, but yeah. One is street leaning and one is punk emo.
I can get behind that.
Yeah, man.
Call him emo.
Yeah, I can't get my words up. I'm trying to think who I think is actually better. I'd love both of them, but I can't think whose music I love more.
I prefer Future more.
This week. I was listening to something. I was thinking, yo, Thug on this tune.
Thug is sick. Because like, Future's just
dog.
Different.
It's almost like what these men do with like linguistics. It's just like, it's
and the pockets.
It's laughable. Yeah,
it's the pockets.
It's laughable at times.
It's the pockets. I'm like, yo, how do you find that?
These men ain't even trying to be audible. It's just literally. Nah, this one low key tune I listened to this week. It's just like, yo, you ain't even trying to sound. Yeah, audible, definitely. You don't want anyone to hear. It's just literally how you sound, not
you sound,
what you're saying.
You feel.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But
yeah.
And that's very underrated, especially in hip hop where everyone was very focused on what's being said.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what it's gone away from, because I was watching I seen something with like a very famous, like well known mix engineer called Leslie Braithwaite. Yeah, and he was saying like, he used to work with like Michael Jackson and that. He worked on like Michael Jackson records back in the day, and now he's mixing shit for like Cardi B and Future, or like all these big names. He's mixing for like Pharrell, all these people, but he's saying, yo, I don't really understand all this out of pocket, barely audible music that people are making these days, but like my job is just to make it sound good, but like and still bring a vibe. And like, he's like, I don't like listen to it or understand it, but yeah, the music's still
Yeah. When it's done right, it's incredible stuff, especially Young Thug, because it's like, is a lot more artistic with it. Future will do that and make it commercial, mainstream somehow.
Yeah.
It's like, how is this even a hit? Like, how is this a big song? Whereas Fug's got some, it's like, yo, pockets again, my pockets. But yeah, is that it for today?
Can we quickly, before we finish,
what we saying for cameras? No middle, no wide.
Oh, this is back on, but it's on for the last like 2 seconds, literally. Last minute it's been on.
All right, cool. Okay, yeah. So, quickly, this is just like a real quick topic.
How long have we been recording for?
I don't know.
So, Mason Greenwood.
Okay.
So, obviously, Man United came out with a statement and they said, they're going to let him continue his progress away from the club.
They got to sack whoever wrote that statement.
I know. It's probably on ChatGPT.
Yeah.
So they basically probably said, so write a statement saying we're going to allow him to go, but we're not going to sack him. So we're going to keep him, but we're going to elude that he won't be playing. Because if you really look at the wording, all they'll do is send him on loan. Yeah? And bring him back when things cool down. Yeah? Or they'll send him on loan and then they'll probably send him to some club and then see what happens. Probably have a buyback clause. Now, I saw someone say, he could play for Jamaica. Yeah? And then I saw people saying, I don't want him to play for Jamaica. Now, this is me. I'm sitting there thinking, okay, cool. How do I personally feel about this?
I thought I was just going to say, I sat there and thought, since when do you follow football?
Now, I'm like, now, the thing is, my point is, I'm not condoning anything he's done. Don't get it twisted. I'm not condoning anything.
Mm-hmm.
But
the reggae boys.
There's bare people. I know. Yeah. I don't really chat to them, but I know. And they go on worse, yeah. And people chat to them same way.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Okay.
Now,
I know what you're saying.
You as a person, you don't say, oh, I know you're going on with X, Y, and Z, so I ain't talking to you. So, in this situation, what difference does it make to your life? Do you want him playing for Jamaica? Juice. And let me just say something.
Go on.
Mason Greenwood's 22, and I'm not condoning anything. Mason Greenwood's 22, yeah?
Mm.
And there's some people in this world, yeah, that go through a lot, you get me? And they need to be taught how to, like, conduct themselves and blah, 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 blah. We don't know half of these footballers' upbringings. We don't know them.
Brother, look at Dele Alli.
You get me? We don't know. And the fact is, we don't know what they think is normal.
Yeah.
You get
me?
Now, if man come from, if he was my brother, knowing the way I've been brought up, know everything, I'd be like, fam, what are you on?
Yeah.
You get me? Knowing how I've come up, I don't know this brother. I don't know him. And people are on this, nah. I'm like, listen, at the end of the day, you got to understand, 22 ain't 22. Yo, listen, you got to remember, yeah, you see when, like, parents were like 20-something, they had houses.
Houses and
yeah. probably two. They had houses and lives back a day. Now, they can't afford that. So it ain't happening.
22, you
so
got Metro.
So the mindset's faster, completely different.
Okay, and it's mash-up. I feel like, basically, what he did or what he allegedly did or what he's been accused of doing, I don't even know how you present it.
Yeah, yeah.
But that whole situation. Allegedly. Eh?
You just have to say allegedly.
Allegedly, but obviously charges were dropped. And I don't know. Whatever's happened, I feel like that shouldn't end his career, personally.
Mm.
I feel like I hope one day, I wish that he can find somewhere to continue his career. Because whether he has or hasn't made a mistake, if he has made a mistake, that shouldn't end his whole life. But the flip side of that is there has to be a club that's willing to support him through and everything that he's going to go through. Because no matter who he plays for, he's going to get abuse from a section of the fans.
Yeah.
So
number
what
five gets booed to this day?
He's number five. Arsenal. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. There's going to be abuse from sections of the fans no matter where you play for.
Quick
which
sidebar.
Club is brave enough
quick,
to...
Quick sidebar. Where's Sigurdsson? Carry on.
Who?
Sigurdsson. Carry on. Where is he?
Where is he?
Carry
Come
on.
On.
Sigurdsson.
Yeah.
Don't you get number 10, Everton? Don't you remember he get like there was a charge against him and like well the thing is they never officially said it was him. The thing is they never made an example. They just said there's a whatever Everton player
that's
been caught up in some that's like there's been charges against him.
He's not on fancy Premier League team.
Just never saw Sigurdsson again.
Never saw him again.
Never saw him again.
The joke is I remember that about Arsenal.
Hmm?
I remember
what,
that.
Number five?
I just remember hearing, there's been a... Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, number five's back. I think...
He's back.
Okay, so my personal take is, I think it's all disgusting. I think you really just one up all of them, like, in it. Like, just get them all out, in it. But at that level of what's going on and there's so much money involved...
Exactly.
Yeah,
well, okay.
There's bare things that you... There's just, like, unfortunately, in it, like, the clubs aren't going to jeopardise yet.
Themselves, yeah.
Themselves, no. For the sake of
so
that,
realistically, yeah. So, any offender... out of prison, they should be able to come out of prison and get a job in it.
Okay. And that's the thing. Like, I saw someone comment, who is a friend of the show, I'd call him.
Yeah.
Say that, so you're saying any person who comes out of prison should never work again.
That's what it seems like people
that's
are saying.
That's what people are saying.
Yeah.
And the fact is, he didn't go to prison.
Exactly.
But not you're really saying he should never work again. So how does that even make sense?
Not never work again.
But
because he
what's happening is, it's almost like, it's like, okay.
It don't make sense.
He's got bare dough though. Let's not act. Like, let's not act.
Yeah, but.
Like,
firm.
No.
I get that.
He's got bare dough.
Firm.
But. He doesn't have to play football to have a nice life.
But.
But let's not do that.
But. At the same time. At the same time. Yeah. At the same time. At the same time, you got to look at it this way. He's rich. However, The club themselves have input, because I said this before on the pod, of putting millions of pounds into this boy in terms of training, whatever. So he's an investment.
Yeah.
So are they just supposed to say, oh, mad?
They should, but are they going to?
But they're not going to.
Okay, but should they?
For what he done, allegedly.
Yeah. Should they?
Fuck.
I don't know where I stand, but should they?
Should they, yes?
Okay.
Allegedly.
I don't know. Like if he played again, I'd feel no way. If he never played again, I'd feel no way. I feel like, oh, that's a bit sad.
Okay, so put it this way. Like, so there were charges brought about to RVP before.
Yeah.
It was lock up.
I swear.
Yeah. And that's another thing. Arsenal stayed with him through that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Arsenal
when he signed for Man United, he sat there and said, oh, the little boy, was it him or Sanchez? The little boy in me was screaming for Man United.
Yeah.
Who was he? One of them two. He did that then.
RVP, I think.
So then, Ronaldo's, that went away.
Mm.
Yeah.
Why didn't he go MLS?
There was the Benzema thing.
Never heard that one.
Yes.
You die, you're snitching.
Bear things?
Benzema, it was a big one. That was massive, you know. You don't know about that?
I remember, was there some taxing?
The blackmail thing.
Yeah, because that's why he got exiled from the France squad, isn't that?
Yes.
The blackmail thing was about that?
Yes.
I don't know. I just said blackmail.
Yes, another one.
It was bare
matters,
anyway.
Well, yeah.
But the thing is, yeah, it's like,
they got sound, audio, recordings?
But that's it.
Of course. That's the...
Fuck all of that. The way that it came about was mad in it. Like, the way that the information has been presented is mad in it.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, with anything like that, yeah, you just got to get, like, in my opinion, you just got to get it gone in it. But my issue isn't personally with Mason Greenwood. I don't have a personal attachment to that specific situation.
Mm.
My... like viewpoint on it is like the wider implications of bringing these people just back into such a high profile environment.
We've got to look at it as
a very serious allegation. Like, man can make jokes and do whatever, but really it's a very serious allegation. And if you heard the recordings, you heard the recordings. Mm-hmm. It's not on.
Mm.
But like, so my thing is like, what does that say about how that whole topic is viewed?
Yeah.
If you're just willing to, like, because you've got so much money, power, and influence, just buy your way back into, like, luxury.
But which the thing is,
the game's the game.
That's the game. That's the way the life is. The way the world is.
Obviously, where do you stand?
That's the way the world is. That's the world in general. And it's a case of when it comes to that amount of money and you're able to negotiate X, Y, and Z, yeah? It's literally. You can do what you want, which is why, for example, Man City still got them allegations. No one's heard about them.
Oh, they're busting all them cases.
You see what I'm saying?
The 115 charges. Yes. Yeah, but they got like a hush against them.
Exactly.
They got the best lawyers. They got like the state. Yeah.
And this is it. This
that.
Is reason why, in some regard, the law don't mean nothing.
When you
if you got enough money, you get me.
It's all business. The law is business.
The law is business. It's all business. It's mad.
All the feds are nonces and rapists anyway.
Apparently. Not all of
them. I'm not allegedly in that. I'm not even dashing the allegedly.
Not all. Not all. Just dash a lot. A lot. A lot. There's some good ones in there. There's got to be.
The law
of averages suggests that there's going to be some. There's going to be some good police. There's gonna be some good
DJs about to spit in the camera like Tupac.
You know what's funny is that when it comes to the police, yeah, I know a couple of policemen.
Yeah, let's wrap this up shortly.
Yeah, we'll wrap this up quick. But like, you know, when people say, I know, this is the last thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when people say, oh, there's only a few bad ones. There's only a few, but like. There's
and
not
those immigrants. Fuck up. LBC.
No one says, yeah. Is it like, yeah. In terms of like firemen, no fireman is going to let a man just run up in a house because he knows what he's supposed to do in his job.
That's true, though.
You get me?
There's no bad fireman.
There's no bad fireman. You never heard a bad man just said, yo, nah, loud out, let it burn. No, you haven't heard that?
Yeah.
You get me? Yeah. You haven't heard, like...
Because there's no power, really, in being a fireman. And this is it. But there's bare power in being a dirty nonce fed.
Because it can get away with it.
She black. She can get blacker. Yeah. She can get even blacker.
But, you see what I'm saying?
And blue, you bastard.
Fucking wog.
But...
Nah, that's insensitive, yo.
It's mad. It's mad, bro. But yeah, man.
That was episode 4.
Episode 4?
Yeah, let's wrap. It's really
wrap
hot
it up.
It's really hot in here.
Yeah, I want to turn the
headphone
on.
Yeah, I can't wait.
So, like, share, subscribe. You know the thing there.
Follow.
You know how it goes.
You know the vibe.
Send us a DM, comment.
Yeah, man. Drop the comments. And keep dropping the comments through to Juice. I'm not sure I
understand. Or don't understand either.
Keep dropping any nice comments through to the Instagram. Juice likes them. And, yeah. Enough love, enough respect.
I meant to let them know it's me.
So you think you got everything? It's me.
It's we got like a special person in the account.
So you think it's not
the media team?
Yeah, we got the media team. Yeah.
The media team.
Yeah, Archie and
the media team.
Yeah,
Dan and Simon and that.
Yeah, Dan and Archie
and Tom
and Gemma.
Gemma, yeah. Gemma does a good job.
Yeah. All right, cool. So enough love, enough blessings, hard food.
All these white names, and. Ibrahim.
Jamal.
Yeah. Ibrahim Quakes. Yeah,
Abdi.
The way my man posts up those. He scheduled it. You get me. 11 Musa. O'clock on the dot. You get me.
Musa.
Also, Ibs. Oh, shit. Yo. What is it?
I was going to say, big up the team, innit?
Oh, yeah. I'll take the team still. I'll take the street team. Remember the street teams?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Mind saying, we could try and wrap up. Yeah. And it's trying to start talking about street teams.
Oh, wait. I thought we wrapped.
Nah, still recording.
Bless.
Hot Food Podcast.
Peace.
See you next week. No, fortnight. In 2 weeks' time.
Blessings.
Respect.